News Radio WJPF. He's appropriately dressed for the day. He's president of SIU, Randy Dunn, who's got his Irish green on.
I do have it on.
It's the perfect color.
That's right. I thought I'd get off the hook, Tom, because I did the Monday interview, and maybe I didn't have to come in today.
But... No.
Okay.
I'm glad you're here.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Because there's a lot of things to talk about.
Of course.
And not all of them are bad.
That's right.
And that's the thing that I think it's easy to forget and easy to gloss over when the elephant is in the room. He really does take up a lot of oxygen. So
that's
we're going to take some time to do that differently. But we do have to start where we left off on Monday. It didn't quite get you up, but I appreciate the fact you showed back
that's
up
okay.
again.
I'm
I mean, you, on St. Patrick's Day, you could go out and look for a pot of gold today, and that's exactly where we are. We're that level of desperation that maybe that rainbow does have a pot of gold. Let's go check.
Yeah, I think everybody's in that situation now. Wherever we can find spare change in the couch or the under the car seat, we're grabbing it.
The Stephen Hansen, SIUE.
Yes. I was up there Monday.
On Monday, says SIU Systems President Randy Dunn has been masterful in handling the politics in Springfield and in the ways in which SIUE will move forward as an institution.
Interim Chancellor Hansen was very kind to say that. He had a big speech up on the Edwardsville campus, and of course, Monday when we talked, I was... en route to Edwardsville to be present for that. He didn't have to say that. You know, he's interim. He's not applying for the permanent job, so he didn't have to blow any smoke at me. But I appreciated him saying that. And, of course, the Edwardsville campus is dealing with their challenges, too, and they had kind of a big roundup that day, and he was doing a speech to the campus, so it was important for me to be there. But I appreciated him saying it.
Senate Democrats yesterday introduced a $3.8 billion higher education social services funding packages. From what I have read in published sources, I've not looked at the state documentation. This appears to be a clean bill. There's not other things added on, which has been something that Rauner in the past had railed against. So, does this bill have potential?
Well, we'll see, won't we? Because we've had other bills move forward over the past months that we thought might be a vehicle to push some money out to the state universities, and for whatever reason, that hasn't transpired to this point. But I do think, Tom, that there is good possibility here. This actually had started as House Bill 2990.
Oh, really?
And passed in the House with 70 votes a couple of weeks ago.
Went over to the Republican votes.
Pardon?
Any Republican votes?
Actually, there was an interesting Republican vote from a state representative, Reggie Phillips, up near Charleston, Illinois, whose university is in desperate straits.
When this came out of committee, that was a party line vote in committee yesterday.
Yes. So it'll go to the full Senate today. And predictions are that it will pass. Now, if you want me to keep prognosticating, you know my old line, I can predict everything but the future. But if you want me to keep prognosticating, that will pass out of the full Senate today. It will go to the governor. The governor may sit on it for 60 days. He may take that entire statutory period that he has to make a decision on whether he's going to sign, veto, what have you. And if that's the case... Then we'll be sitting the 60 days, getting on the edge of summer at that point, at what time it would come back for a veto override, and we'll see where we go at that point. But right now, that bill that the Senate has up today seems to be the vehicle by which, if we're going to see any state money here in fiscal year 16, it's going to be off of this bill.
All right. And, we were talking about SIUE and C. You've, of course, been talking about the cuts, the potential layoffs. I think whenever I was discussing your conversation with me on Monday, I ran into some SIU employees. We were particularly talking about the fact that I brought up the $2 million in maintenance. These guys were maintenance workers at SIU. And, I'm like, is there any bodies involved in 2000, $2 million rather? And we're going, we don't think so. But, my first thought is you don't spend the $2 million when you need to spend it. You'll end up with a DuQuoin State Fairgrounds that needs $180 million, and that's probably not everything.
It's like every other state asset in Illinois. We've ignored asset preservation, ongoing maintenance. The deferral list grows year by year. And at some point, you've got to start tackling these projects. Now, to the campus's credit at Carbondale, as well as Edwardsville and Springfield, we do set aside within the university's budget institutional funds to try to keep up with the worst of this, so that you don't have a situation where there's an emergency created or something that
power out on half the campus
creates
or whatever,
a safety
right?
or security issue.
Yeah.
But that $2 million basically just gets those types of things covered, the worst of the worst situation.
Right.
And the overall backlog for deferred maintenance now is well into the nine figures on the Carbondale campus, and is only going to grow until we get this figured out.
Have we seen a manifestation of your concerns? And because this is something since you walked in the door, is, are you sure we need to buy that? That's the simplification there,
right.
Of course. And it seems like I heard that manifest itself in Coach Stein's plans for women's basketball postseason play.
Right, right.
And that, you know, that if we'd done something similar like that, or because I know we planned for it, just the price mm-hmm. tag was too high in the men's program,
mm-hmm.
too. They took buses a little more often, planes mm-hmm. a little less. I mean, you see this, and it's one way the public sees the manifestation. If you work there, you've already seen it. But outside the bubble...
That's right. This is an overlay. This type of decision making you're talking about, Tom, is an overlay that almost covers every decision that gets made on the campus. Whether you're an academic department with the inability to buy basic supplies, if you're in a research shop, and we've pared them back very severely in terms of the things that they need, whether it's research instruments or space, what have you, whether it's athletics and the ability to do some of the travel, postseason play, there is no element of the campus that hasn't been touched, again, by this overlay of decision-making that really we've been living with for some time.
Are you about to come from a 2016 surgeon where you've been able to do it with a surgical precision to becoming a Civil War doctor who cuts things
well,
off? Is that what we're getting ready to see? And I know that's a colorful
I've used that line before.
Well, because that's listening to you talk,
that's
what I've got. We're going to now, we've been surgical, and now let's get the big saw out.
That's right. In fact, I did a radio interview with a station up in Will County following my Senate appropriations testimony last week. It had gotten picked up on the statewide press, and talked to that person a bit. And I used that exact analogy. I said, if we're at the point where we have to move into this level of cuts that we announced last week, it is like, you know, lopping off chunks of the body, lopping off sections of SIU, and the difficulty is, of course, that creates a whipsaw effect. It's a shock to the system that creates all kinds of disruption, whether you're talking about students in degree programs or those thinking about coming to SIU or folks who are employed doing certain duties, tasks, and responsibilities that are no longer there and they're out of a job, whatever, it's a huge disruptor. The other thing that's very problematic is you have elements, components of SIU that go back years that we've done, particularly here at the Carbondale campus, that if we have to cut them off, may never come back.
Dental college.
Well,
good
that's
example?
That's one example at Edwardsville.
You think
we're
it's
gonna,
a good one?
We're going to save the School of Dental Medicine. In fact, I had ongoing email yesterday with the dean. Of course, it's located in Alton, and we had... some discussion yesterday. We're going to navigate a way to keep them in business come hell or high water. But you see other things here that, particularly at the Carbondale campus, go back and have their founding, their genesis with Dwight Morris. As he was creating this outstanding national university, that if we don't figure out a way through this, we're not going to be able to maintain for the future. And once they're gone, they're gone. That's what worries me.
It's interesting, you know, that if you've been around for as long as I have, that you realize that we've already done away with programs.
We've been living
gymnastics.
That's right.
I mean, scholarships and talented people, and it's gone now.
That's
and
right.
You talked about not coming back. That was the thing that popped in my mind.
Well, and now I kind of circle back to your original point in this whole little part of the discussion. And that is the things. Remember, we've been living with declining state appropriations since fiscal year 2002, and we charted this out for that. We've charted it out numerous times, but we presented it last week to the Senate Appropriations Committee so they could see it for SIU. Well, so we've been dealing with this.
When Walter was chancellor, they said send the money back that we did send you.
That's
right. Imagine that. They didn't cut them.
Right.
They wanted it back.
Well, we had that last year at about a 2.2% level. So I've had it even on my watch. But we are at the point now, the level of cuts that would have to be made aren't going to be things that are just seen, as we sometimes say, within the family. These are going to be large elements of the work that SIU does in the region, the visibility that we carry for Central and Southern Illinois that is no longer going to be there. It's not going to be seen. A lot of these community development, regional support issues, the things that are taking place with athletics, the public generally has kind of been protected from seeing the things that we've had to do internally, not hiring professors, not investing in research, letting, the buildings lag in terms of maintenance. Now we're well past the point. Everyone is going to see what happens, just like they are at Chicago State and Eastern Illinois and Western Illinois and some of these other universities, if this thing doesn't get turned around and we don't get some cash pushed out to us.
Okay, then how do you, or has somebody done this and I've missed it, develop a number of when these cuts happen? You told me not April 1st. We're going to wait till
till the bitter end.
Has this economic impact on a regional basis been qualified? Has somebody done the math on this yet?
Well, everybody has kind of a ballpark figure about that. So it's hard to say, right?
I mean, it could be as simple as 40 times 7.
Well, what you have to do is it's hard to quantify because you know that you've got X number of positions get lost, and those are, that's payroll that's not getting invested into the community, not going in to the local and state tax base. You've got purchases that we do with local vendors that we're pulling back on and will continue to pull back on. We've tried not to slow down payments to local vendors because we know that, a retail merchant in Carbondale, Marion, wherever, that they need that. And they're not in a position like a larger company to wait for longer on a payment. But all of these things have a toll. And it'll be a good economic study for somebody someday once we see where we come down on the cuts to figure that out. But I know that there were probably some people coming out of last Monday when we talked saying, well, that's, university trying to rattle our cage again and, making this poor mouth story when they're sitting on a lot of cash. If you keep watching what's happening to the universities, including SIU in a few more months, what I've said is that we're probably 6 to 9 months behind Eastern Illinois University, particularly at the Carbondale campus. So for those who are kind of the disbelievers or the skeptics, if we don't get cash pushed to us eventually out from the state level, just sit and watch long enough and you'll see how serious this has become. And I use this term pushing cash out. Tom, we may not see a budget for FY16. We're 9 months through this fiscal year, and we may not see a budget. But there needs to be a spending plan that includes the public universities. We may not have a budget for the rest of the Rauner administration. I don't know. I've heard that said more than once. May happen. May happen. If that's the case, so be it. But there are going to have to be spending plans that get passed. We've got one in the Senate right now. We'll see where that goes. And I said this in my Senate testimony, we can argue about the covenant between the state and the public universities. Maybe we shouldn't have as many, maybe not as many programs. We can argue about the covenant between the state and the students. Should we keep doing MAP? Should that be available to all need-based students? Should it go to privates as well as publics? We can have those big policy discussions. I'm not against that at all. That's why we have a general assembly and elected officials to take on those big, weighty questions. But right now, the funding formula for the state universities in Illinois depends upon some state money, and we haven't seen any yet. So if we're going to maintain at least a core of what these universities do, we're going to have to see something pretty soon, or a large chunk of what we do is going to disappear. And again, I worry that we don't see it come back.
A story,
and that's no way to make policy.
No. And see, you know what's interesting is I've already been learning about how these cuts are affecting NASA.
Yes.
You can't go out and say, you know what, we'll just put something on Craigslist and let's looking for a carbon tube nano specialist, and we'll just get somebody in here for 18 or 22.
Go talk to our researchers about that
problem.
We'll go
look
and
see.
That's
right. We need somebody to these high vortices pumps that are taking frozen chemicals and pumping them into a combustion chamber. We'll just find the guy down at Hux. See, once they go away, they don't come back. And that's what I hear you say. But
I'm actually
NASA's already doing. It's already happened there.
On the federal level, it's been happening, and it's coming to us. In fact, I'm going to have lunch today with our vice chancellor for research at the Carbondale campus to talk about some of these very issues. It's interesting you bring that up. He and I are going to get together and talk a little bit. What's taking place is that we're very worried about these researchers. And again, particularly at Carbondale, it is the research institution in the SIU system who get large grants, typically federal grants. They don't see the ability for us to support an infrastructure, again, whether it's space or instrumentation or graduate assistants or research assistants, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And what they're looking for now is to maybe go elsewhere. And what they do when that happens is they take their grant money with them to a new institution. We cannot have that happen. It's this dismantling, and I've used that term before. It's this dismantling incrementally, piece by piece, that takes place when we get in this kind of mess. And then people turn around after a year or two of that and wonder where their universities went.
Right. I've had to dismantle stuff.
I've
done it.
That's right.
I have. I've literally done it to make ends meet.
Yes.
And I've
that's eating your seed corn.
Exactly the term I used. Actually, I turned burning the seed corn even more stupid.
Yes.
It never seems to come back the way it was before because you've lost culture in the aspect
right.
as well and cumulative knowledge that has passed along. It's some experience here. Hey, before I let you go today, we've done a lot on bad. Tell me something good, Randy.
You know, I'm gonna give you a weird little take on this.
I'm women's basketball good postseason play.
Absolutely.
Love that, Cindy Stein.
Absolutely.
Give me something else.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to go a different direction with you on this, and some of your listeners are going to go, oh, boy. But that's okay. They need to know this. I was last Saturday up in Chicago. I left Springfield from the testimony and work that we did the end of last week and went up to Chicago because we have a program out of the Carbondale campus. This is a Carbondale-based program, but we run academic degree programs at five locations in Chicagoland, University Center of Lake County, Chicago Fire Department, Triton College,
etc. When you were in front of the Senate last week,
yes.
You said on-ramp is in our DNA.
Yes.
Access is our DNA.
And we take up to Chicagoland our automotive program, a technology management program, fire science, and these programs are huge for us. They have great success. I spent the weekend with them learning more about those programs, talking to some of the people about the success up there. And we want that to continue. We want to keep making that investment because those are all SIU Carbondale programs offered in Chicagoland at five different sites. We're also on Great Lakes Naval Station up there. And that success, that income, comes back to SIU Carbondale, adds to our bottom line, gives us the ability with local income, tuition and fee money from those Chicagoland programs to keep doing what we're doing to keep SIUC strong. So it's recent in my mind, and it has just blown me away. I spent some time talking to a couple of our professors up there, the woman who coordinates Chicagoland programs for us, and we have a big name in a place in the state where there are a lot of people, and we need success and the brand to be carried up there, and it's taking place. And that all of that applies directly to SIU Carbondale's bottom line.
More and more people tell me, says SIU gets bigger the farther away you get away from it.
And the reputation is stronger, and we just got to keep working on that, man.
844 SIU President Randy Dunn. Randy, I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I really mean that. All right.